Hi, guys.
Hello, hello. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire.
You guys, today we're going to be talking about
waiting in the shadows
and being the other woman. How about that?
And being the other woman.
Wow, interesting topic.
Yes, yes, it is. Very interesting and very
real.
Real, real.
It's real.
You know, you got to say it twice.
You're so silly.
Real, real.
It's real, real. It is real. So today, guys, we want to come to you guys and just kind of have a little cocktails and conversation. Mm-hmm. So can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Ladies, can we talk?
And we're going to be real honest, right?
Can we keep it honest?
These are subjects that people don't talk about. These are things that people just, it's a big secret. But as we know, there are a lot of women who've been waiting in the shadows.
Yeah, very many. But it's definitely a big secret. It's very popular, but we're afraid to discuss it because society makes us feel like it's something we have to hide.
It's something you have to hide.
It's disrespectful. It's against your morals. It's right. You know, yeah. It's just like, hey, I can't tell anybody this, but
this
waiting
is my
in
life.
The shadows.
I'm waiting. Just an invisible woman.
Invisible.
And you know, it's weird because people say, oh, this shouldn't happen, but are you saying love shouldn't happen? Because what happens is you actually, in order for a woman to wait in the shadows or to be the other woman, she has actually fallen in love.
Absolutely.
With that man.
Is love wrong?
No. How can love be wrong?
How can love be
wrong? It cannot be wrong.
Yeah.
Now, you can marry the wrong person.
At the wrong time.
Yes. It is all about time.
It's all about time. It's all about time. And you're absolutely right, Holy Water. I mean, how can you speak on something like this unless you are or have been.
Or have gone through it.
Yeah, exactly. I've been the other woman. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not solely a bad thing. It's just a thing. And sometimes it happens to the best of us. You know,
exactly.
It's nearly impossible to really appreciate what it's like.
Unless you've been there. Unless you've been there. And I will put myself out there. This is Holy Water coming to y'all live. I never thought, you know, people feel like, oh, you're an independent woman. You know, you have it going on. You got this money. You do this and you do that. Oh, surely you'll find a man for you. Mm. Well, I did.
Continue.
He just happened to have a girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And so, and because of timing, and you know, it's hard because even he says, wow, babe, I wish I met you 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
But timing is everything.
Timing is
so
everything.
So sometimes you fall in love with the right person
at the wrong time. But does that mean that you and that person are not going to be together?
No. This is interesting. A lot of people, no, I know I'm going to be with mine.
Okay.
However, there are some women who kind of give up on it because they get tired of waiting in the shadows.
Right.
Tired of being.
Because you don't know
invisible.
If it's going to be 4 months or 14 years.
And that's the thing that plays with you. And now that's the part that
but
almost drives
you crazy.
But is
it worth the wait?
Well, it just depends on your man or your woman, guys.
Yeah, men or women, is it worth the wait?
But how do you know that he's going to get out of it?
Oh,
exactly.
Well, here we go. Hello.
We got a little pop-up guest.
So, guys, we have a special guest today. This is our friend, Cheryl.
Hi.
Hello,
and
hello.
And Cheryl. Repeat that question again.
So you sit there and you wait thinking that he'll come to you, but how do you know that it'll ever happen?
You don't.
Because you keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
You don't.
How do you don't know, though?
You don't. You don't. That's the thing. If we knew everything about love, would any one of us do it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Relationships, it's all about timing, waiting, and different things like that. We get in the habit of, I want what I want right now, but that man may have some things going on in his life that he has to work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the kids.
The kids, child support, mortgages.
How long should you wait, though? How long is too long to wait?
That's an individual.
Exactly.
That's an individual basis.
You'll know how long is too long.
Because
you know
listen, I told her I wasn't going to wait a year. Well, I didn't skip over. I'm a little over a year now.
Right.
I was going to end it at a year. But you can't turn love on and off. We fool ourselves saying, oh, if he's not here in a year, then I'm done. You may say that in your head, but your heart is going to say, it's going to skip to a different beat.
Right.
Of course, we all know that. So I've heard people say, oh, you know, I've been with a man 10 years and he didn't do da 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 da. And then they'll tell a newbie, well, don't you wait. Well, girl, you waited 20,000 years.
You waited. So how you going to tell me not to wait? It's not an easy task. It's not something you can do easily. But like Holy Water said, it's an individual thing. I mean, I've been in situations like that myself before, and the outcome has turned out to be exactly what I wanted to be. You know, I'm not going to say how long I waited because that's my personal business, but I wasn't really waiting. The timing just ended up being at the right time in the end, and I was still available.
And when we say we didn't wait, regardless to this, I've learned a thing about love. When you love somebody, you love that person. There is no way I can just move from the man that I love now and say, you know what, this isn't happening in the time that I want it to happen. Let me move on and go with Bob. Well, yeah. I may be over here with Bob, but I'm still in so emotionally attached
to Jesse.
To Jesse. Yeah, for the sake of calling names. Right. Hello, honey.
Right. Hey, Jesse.
So, yeah. You know, it's an individual basis. And only you know that. And that's something like what Hellfire just said. That's her own personal thing. And she doesn't have to share that. You don't have to disclose that. The problem with people is they'll tell you, oh, you shouldn't do that. Or, oh, you can find you another man. Well, what if that's your man?
Right.
What if your man
is married to the wrong person?
And
a lot of times they are.
Oh, and they can very well be married to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get so religious and we think because there's a union. See, men marry for separate reasons than what women marry for. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact that there are people who did not seek God about who they were supposed
right,
to marry.
Absolutely.
And so they end up in a relationship for money. For a marriage, and I mean, not say relationship, a marriage, a union, for all those different reasons. But I believe that in order for a person to really be married, when you become married, when you're married, you become one. That's what makes a marriage. It's not a piece of paper. And so people think it's a piece of paper. I don't care what the county clerk says in your...
That's society standards.
That's society standards. When you are married, you become one with the person. And a lot of us have known, even in situations that I know of, people who knew that they didn't love their husband. And they weren't one with them, but they stayed with them. Why? Because he provided.
Yeah, because of the stability.
Yeah.
And a lot of men, like you said, holy water, they marry for commitments too. The commitment is whatever the situation is at the time. Because back in the day, of course, Cheryl, you knew, and you can speak on this too, how most men got married because they wanted to quote unquote do the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, she's having a baby. Yeah. That's what we were taught. You know, she's having
pressure.
Your baby.
Family pressure.
Yeah. Religion. Y'all shacking. Don't shack. Yeah. Get married.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I married my shacking, honey.
I married my shack. Your high school sweetheart.
Yes. This is all I know. I love him. He loves me.
Yes.
I might as well.
But yeah. you're not even in love.
Yeah, you're not in love or in like.
In
you
life.
You know what I'm saying?
So and then you go from a marriage to having a soulmate, but a cellmate.
Exactly. Your soulmate becomes your cellmate.
It was never the soulmate in the beginning.
And people need to understand, just because we together or you guys are married doesn't mean that's for you. Because, honey, let me tell you married to my man. You know what I'm saying?
It happened. I had a pastor say this. And I'm going to tell you, and just for the sake of holy water, y'all, in the Bible, there was a man that wanted to marry Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember, he went to his dad and he had to work for 7 years. Back then, you know, you had to do things. So he was going to marry Rachel, and that's who he wanted, right? Rachel wanted him. But what did the daddy do? He tricked him and gave him Leah, the ugly daughter.
The wrong daughter.
The ugly daughter. And she slid up in the bed with him and all this stuff and tried to hide herself. But he figured out that he didn't have the woman he wanted. So what did he do? He went back. Now, Rachel was waiting in the shadows. For her husband, for the man she loved, but her sister was married to him. And he went, and what did he do? He worked 7 more years for the right, and he went on and got Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who are so religious don't really even know. If you knew every story in the Bible, it would really calm you down a whole lot to make you think a little more about, wow, you know, certain, not everything can be, like they, last night in the group, they were like, we put God in a box. People put everything in a box.
Yeah, everything is in a box. And nobody's open-minded.
But that's why things haven't worked out, because that little box of yours, it fell apart, right?
And most marriages,
a lot of marriages end in divorce. The man walks away. He's been wanting to leave. He just waited until the kids got up in age.
Yeah.
Or she left.
Oh, she left.
Because yeah, she waited.
A lot of times men won't leave until she leaves.
It's the woman. Most of the time the woman leaves. Yeah. And she would say, girl, I was just waiting till my kids
got finished school.
And so
exactly.
But you're holding up that man.
Yeah, you are holding up that man. And a lot of times, like you said, they'll do the obligations. And most women stay because of the simple fact other kids are obligations, are money. And so a lot of women these days, right now today as we speak, a lot of women are leaving marriages before the men because they feel like, I can't take this no more. I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with your infidelity. And the reason most men got the infidelity because, again, like we said, they never wanted to be with you in the first place in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We did a little research, Hellfire and I, and we asked guys, what does it take for you to remain faithful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they always say, the woman needs to give me everything I need. If she gave me everything I needed, then I would be fine. And women would be like, well, what you need?
What is everything?
Whatever he wants. Because when you marry
him,
whatever
he wants, needs, and desires.
Yeah, whatever he wants. And if you knew, and this is the thing, we date men and we know they want to have sex in the backyard with the dog watching, right? But the minute you get married, you become so, oh my God, I'm so conservative. I don't want to do that.
Why
are you walking around naked?
Well, Cheryl, why do you think when women get married, and I don't know if you can speak on
the sex
experience,
sex
life decreases?
They get comfortable.
Yeah.
Some probably feel like, okay, I have them. I don't need to spruce up anything.
Yeah.
The fight, the challenge is not there anymore.
Because I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that? Did you find yourself getting comfortable?
No.
Well, let's think on it. Let's think on it. Go deeper. Go deeper.
You turn it up even more.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't stop. I got me a shower ride when I got married.
That's right. It don't stop.
I might meet him in a car waiting on him in a driveway.
Spruce it up. And we can elaborate on that too. Women don't get too comfortable.
Oh, God.
Just because you got him don't mean you got him. Okay.
Oh, girl. Because listen, it's 10 to 1 out here, ladies.
It's 10 to 1. Hair, facial mask, you know, you got to keep yourself up.
You got to keep surprises coming.
Yeah. You know, make them wonder. Send them that text message, baby. I got some things going on for you when you get home.
Right.
Send them a little Snapchat.
Yeah, a little Snapchatty chat.
Yeah, a little snap or snap of the cat.
That's holy water, y'all.
Oh, look.
Snap of the cat.
Okay, she's holy water behind it.
She's a woman.
Oh, trust and believe.
She's a man woman.
Trust and believe.
Absolutely. You definitely got to keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
However you got them, you keep it and you advance from that.
My grandmother said something to me, and she would always say the same thing it took to get your baby hooked.
It's going to take the same thing to keep him.
And so, you know, one of the things that women, I could never say that someone took my man. I can't give you that much power.
You can't take nothing from me. I've never experienced that.
I have experienced dating someone, and they were dating the both of us.
Right.
And, you know,
but
I just kind of...
You chose to accept that situation.
And I knew how that could possibly turn out.
Right.
And so, you know, but that part... And that person was married. So, yeah. And that didn't end very well for me.
Right.
However, when you are in a relationship, you can say something.
I was going to ask you something, but go ahead.
No, you can ask.
I was going to ask you, what do you think you could have done differently to end that relationship, if anything? Or do you feel like there was nothing you could do to make that person come over to you? And this is a part two to that question. Do you feel like that person really loved you? So part one.
Okay, part one. I think that if I had just been a little more patient, maybe, because I got out. I jumped ship pretty quick. Once, you know, if he said, hey, I'm going to do this, if he didn't do it, I had a problem with that.
How long did you guys date?
Maybe about 7 months.
Okay, you didn't even give it a year or two.
Yeah, okay. I jumped ship pretty early with that. You said, what could I have done differently? Maybe been a little more patient. And then the second part of it?
The second part of it was, do you think
he loved you?
Yeah.
I believe he did. Mm-hmm. Now, in love, that's two different things. Mm-hmm. But
absolutely.
I believe that he loved me. Yeah, I believe that he loved me. And now that I think about it, I don't really know that I loved him. I think I don't know if it was more of a challenge for me at that time because he had somebody else. Because sometimes, y'all, things do just become a challenge now. Let's just be real about that.
Yeah, and we're not real with ourselves.
But me thinking back about that situation now, it was a challenge because he was the typical guy with the job and the money. And, you know, that's what they tell us, go get this kind of guy so he can provide. And I wanted those things that he was doing for her at the time. And I was young, so I didn't understand that, but yeah, that's how that happened.
You sure have you ever experienced dating a married man or someone that was in a relationship with someone else?
Oh yeah.
And how, what was the outcome?
I had to walk away from it.
And how long did you deal with that?
Off and on for 5 years. That's why I said, how do you know when enough is enough? Because you lose yourself sometimes.
You
lose time and you lose hope, and you want more than what they can offer. And so they can't give you that. So at some point, when do you feel like that's it?
Yeah, the stopping
for
point.
For me, I found that part that I deserve more. I don't want to be behind the shadows.
Right.
So. Yeah, and let me say this for the sake of the listeners. There's ladies out there who, y'all, we keep it real. We talk about everything because we are real people. And if you're not real, you're probably going to find yourself somewhere in a mental institution because that's the problem. And we were talking about that mental abuse, having mental problems, because we've been hushed for all of our lives.
Right.
And they tell us whatever happened in the house, stay in the house, don't talk about it.
Our business is our business.
Exactly. But one of the problems that we as a black community face is we don't talk. Women are made to be quiet. Right. Men are made to keep secrets, you know, and it's just, it has really hurt us. So if you don't agree with the conversation, that's fine. We appreciate you being a listener.
Right.
And if you do agree, and if you're going through something like this right now, I minister, and it used to be a time when certain things came my way and I was like, oh God, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that God has allowed me to experience some things throughout my life. I'm almost 50 and I've experienced a lot of things throughout my life. And so now I have more understanding toward other people. And like you said in the beginning, Hellfire, unless you've gone through it, then you can't relate.
Right.
You don't understand. And so I think that people who haven't gone through things should not have anything to say about it.
And even if they haven't gone through it, Holy Water, I think that everybody should have an open mind about all situations, because everybody as an individual is different and has experienced different things. Don't close your mind off to something that you haven't experienced, because it does exist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So don't judge me. Don't point the finger at me or whoever may be going through that you never experienced. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Just, you know, you don't have to accept it, but just try to understand another person's perspective and where they come from and what they've experienced in their life.
Exactly.
Because everybody's life is different. Everybody's roadmap is different. We may have the same directions, but we're going to take different turns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so with that being said, hey, be open and just be open-minded to all situations.
But you know, some people think that because they're not in a situation where they're with someone and have that same type of subject, even with you being single and you're looking at a couple and envying that person, you still have that same kind of, you know, mindset of, you know, wow, I wish it was me.
When you, as a single woman, you see another couple and you're sitting there like, man, when is it my turn? Right. When I'm going to have somebody? I wish that was me.
That's your idea of a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your mindset is the same as that of a woman who's actually in that situation. Yes. So that's how easy that can happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But at the same time, what it look like ain't always
honey, don't let us get started with that. Because, you know, somebody said something the other day about people, and I believe find this to be very true, because I know people personally who are in marriages, in relationships, because they put it on social media. Now they have to keep the social media facade going.
Right.
And they really don't want to be with each other. They're having problems, you know. And then you get to see the highlights of that relationship, but you don't see them fighting and cussing each other out.
Right.
Him not coming home at night. Her with her side man and him with his side girl.
And all them fussing and fighting.
You know, and so that's real. And that's real life. People don't put their dirt on social media.
Yeah, of course not. You don't show your roaches either, do you?
No.
Okay.
No. Unless you, Kim Zolciak, trying to show off Nene roaches that she didn't have.
Kim was wrong.
Kim better, girl. We're going to gonna jump on you behind Nene, girl.
We love Nene.
We love us some Nene.
But you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't show their dirty laundry on social media. And there was a study too, Holy Water and Cheryl, that it showed, and I even looked it up on YouTube too, you can look it up, where they say 85% of the people who are posting those things on social media,
oh, yeah,
in real life, they're in separate rooms. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the girls who are posting the things on social media about their and their husband, they'll come and hug their husbands up and take the picture and go in the room. Away. Yeah, because they're not even talking. They mad at each other. They're fussing and fighting.
And I find that is true hellfire, because my situation, honey, we got some love going on, Love Jones going on over here, but we don't post it. You know what I mean? And when I'm with him, most of the time my makeup is not, you know, you with your man, your makeup, your hair all over your head, especially when y'all hot and steamy. Like, how you all beat to the gods? And I don't get it. I'm just not that. I'm not that in real life. I'm not that. Like, I'm not all beat up all the time in real life. And a lot of our pictures we take, yeah, when we go out and we do certain things. But every day taking pictures.
Girl, yes. Like today, I don't see how they do it, because actually it's a job.
It's a whole job.
It's a whole job. I'm like, I can't even do it.
And I can't do that for free. I don't work
And you
got
to take 1,000 pictures before you get 3 good ones. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Even like today, Holy Water, when I was like, ooh, girl, I'm on my way. But girl, I got a t-shirt. I ain't dressed. And my hair in a ponytail.
I told her, I said, me too. I'm a mess. I didn't even brush my wig out today. I just got up and brushed it just so y'all wouldn't be scared when you walk in.
Just been a ponytail and a nightcap all day, honey. But at the end of the day, you're right. People need to learn how to live with their own standards and be independent. Living your truth and not try to live up to society standards and what people want you to be. Be truthful to yourself and who you are in your relationships, in your regular life,
whatever
with your kids,
whatever
that is. And I know, one reason why we're not, as far as being in the shadows and other things, is because we are so, people judge us and make us feel very uncomfortable about our decisions. So we tend to keep bad things, all things that are not society standards, a secret.
You keep it a secret because
you keep it secret because they judge us about it. But at the end of the day, be true to yourself, you know?
And that's what it is. You have to be true to yourself. And, you know, statistically, when you look at, there's 10 women and one man.
Mm-hmm.
And that one woman who's married and talking about, oh, this girl is over here doing this. Honey, it's because they doing it with your husband. Your husband is the one that's out there in them streets. Most of the time.
Yeah.
It's not. And here's what I do know. People that are the invisible woman or the woman that's in the shadows side, or the other woman. I don't do that side chick stuff because that's just a way to degrade a woman. Because I know women that are just amazing women who have done well for themselves.
Right.
Great women, godly women find themselves in situations. Mm-hmm. So that word side chick, we don't use that here.
We don't use side chick. We use lovers, because I know women that have been, quote unquote lovers are the women in the shadow who the husbands have taken very good care of those women.
Taking good care of.
I'm not just saying financially, mentally, physically, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? So your husband
is out there.
Is in love with his lover. You know what I'm saying?
And let me ask you this. And let's just go back to this. Well, if you had a man. Now, I know the answers, but I'm just putting it out there for sake of conversation. If you knew that your husband was with a woman, mm-hmm. another woman, and you found out about this woman mm-hmm. several times throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I know what makes people stay. They stay, women stay because of finances, and kids,
protection,
or what
and
have you. But where you are now, at this point in your life, would you stay with a man who has been caught multiple times with the same woman?
I personally, and this is helped by you guys, I personally, at this point in my life, I may not stay with a man who's been caught with a woman several times. And the reason is because I feel like if you continue to see this one particular woman, you love her.
You're in love with her. You done got busted.
You want to be with her.
Yeah.
And you keep jeopardizing what we have with this woman. And so if you don't care about what we have and you continue to be with this woman,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's time for me to let you go and be with this woman.
I don't
want to hold you somewhere that you
I don't want to hold anything over your head.
Yeah.
If you leave me, I'm filing child support.
Right.
I don't need to do that for a man to be with me. Not at this point in the game.
I'm going to let you go.
You
I'm going to free you.
Yeah.
I'm going to free you to be who you want to be and who you want to be with.
You know, most men, when we talk to them, and even in my situation, he has a girlfriend. He wants her to mess up. He wants her to leave. If they would leave, if she would, it was like a lot of guys are like, I'm not a bad guy. I don't want to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame her.
Good guys. And people would say, oh, well, how can a good guy cheat on his girlfriend? It happens every day, honey. Ask your daddy.
Don't ask your daddy.
Ask your daddy. I mean, come on.
Yes,
it's real.
Ask your daddy.
We don't want to talk about it. Those are subjects we don't want to talk about. We
daddy,
get it.
You know them daddies always.
Them daddies, honey. That's where them boys get it from. Because, I mean, you know.
My daddy's a cat daddy.
Okay. That's ask your daddy. Them, what they call the sugar daddies. They ain't call them sugar daddies for nothing. But, you know, oftentimes the man wants the woman to leave because he doesn't want to
be at fault. Yeah, they don't want to deal with the guilt. You're right.
And yes, good men do fall in love with other women because what we're talking about is love. We're not talking about being territorial. We're not talking about any of that stuff. We're not talking about winning. We're talking about love.
And love isn't wrong.
Love isn't wrong. You can very well have a married man fall in love with another woman while he's married. I thought it could never happen, but we all know that it happens every day.
It happens all the time.
In a relationship, you know, in a relationship with a woman.
Right, it happens all the time.
Yeah, so.
Because most men and most people are, especially long-term relationships, 20 years, high school, they fall out of love because, first of all, the women get comfortable. The men get complacent. So they end up like, I don't love her. She doesn't love me. I'm just here for convenience and I'm here. And most men stay in relationships and marriages because they're comfortable. But to piggyback on what you said about the man doesn't want to be at fault.
Yeah.
Me personally, I believe that he doesn't want to be at fault, but he's not really true to himself either.
No.
Because I feel like most men and women, if you're not happy, don't justify your happiness for someone else.
And that's usually what happens.
But if you're real with yourself and you're real with the person you're with, we can have a conversation and we should speak on, hey, love, I'm not happy right now. This is not working for me in a pleasant and respectful way.
But why is that hard for people to do? It was hard for me to do when I was in a relationship and wasn't happy.
It's scary. I'm going to tell you for me why it was hard for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the person that I was with, I didn't know how he was going to react.
Yeah.
The repercussion of the action. So for me, I dealt with it for so long because I didn't know the response I was going to get. I didn't know if it was going to be pleasant, violent, comfortable, or what. But I wish I had spoken on it sooner. You know what I'm saying?
You find out later.
And
like,
just dealt with it.
I wasted so much time of my life because you're wasting your life. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you're wasting away most of the time. Listen, every time, because God has given us discernment. Women have intuition. And he's given it to us for a reason. You know if your man loves you or not. You know if your man is stepping out. We know it. We might not be able to figure out who it is or pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. But when they start moving differently, then you know because that's so bad.
And not even holy water, not even stepping out or don't love you. If they have a medical condition that we discussed earlier today, you know when your man has medical issues, you know when your man is bipolar, you know when he's schizophrenic, you know when he's dealt with issues in his life as far as abuse. You know, or molestation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So all those things come in counter with, you know what it is. Why do we waste a lot of time staying in that relationship when we can talk about it up front?
Right.
And just get it out the way and deal with it and deal with the repercussions later. Because like you said earlier, you're spending so much time wasting time. You can really cut and dry, have a conversation, an adult conversation about it and get it out the way.
And mental abuse, we do not talk about mental abuse. We don't talk about it. We actually don't want to talk about mental issues, you know, and that's a lot. It's plagued our community because we were always told, you know, there's nothing wrong with
him.
Just go to church and pray.
Exactly.
Well, prayer don't help everything. You know what I mean? And I say that prayer does not help everything. If you have cancer And you said, "You girl, you better go to the doctor," because she surely did. So it's not just prayer that works. Because even when God, and for you self-righteous religious folks, let me take you to church. When God healed the man of the blind that was blind, what did he do? He spit in the dirt. He spit in the dirt and he took the dirt and he put it in his eye. That was healing. That was a form of medicine using earth, something else besides
prayer.
Yes. And so there are times that you do need to go seek counseling, get medication, different things. And so we end up marrying these guys or women, because women suffer from mental issues as well. And you're thinking, okay, she just like to fight, or he just like to fight, or he's just up and down. Or
there's
whatever.
An issue.
There's something. There's a chemical imbalance going on there.
Right.
So, yeah,
and
definitely.
When you see that, we as men and women and men, when you see those issues, address those issues, but address them in a pleasant way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't sit there and deal with something 5-10 years later, and then you realize, I can't take this anymore. Address it up front. Be not only be real with who you with, but be real with yourself.
Right. And be real with
yourself. Yeah, you got to have those conversations, and that's the only way as a culture we're going to get to know and understand each other for who we are and where we are.
Yeah, having those hard conversations.
Just having those hard conversations. And we should be having those conversations before we actually jump the broom.
Yes, God. We
you
need
know what
to.
I'm saying? Jump the broom.
Definitely.
And so, you know, that's what it is. I've been having those conversations with anybody that I've dealt with outside of my marriage. You know, I know right off, and holy water can tell you right off. If
I
meet
somebody,
I'm like, oh no, no.
What's your
no,
name?
No.
What's your mama name? How old are you?
You got
where were you born?
You
got sick cell?
Yeah, you got cancer. Whatever.
You dyslexic.
You dyslexic. You bipolar. You
okay.
On medication.
Let me ask you all these questions.
I'm
going
to ask the questions.
Yes, she does.
And if
honey.
I see the signs,
oh, she's
I'm
going
to cut you off immediately.
Running. Y'all run for your life. Life,
yeah.
You know, if that person doesn't want to go and get help, because here's another real thing, y'all. 91% of black women are killed by a black man, someone that they love, a husband, a boyfriend, or that someone that they help. And that was mind-blowing to me to read that article. We're killed 91% more by our male counterparts than any other race. Now, that's
sad.
That's very sad. And when you start thinking about it, you would think white men shoot they wives, right? They do.
Well, white men shoot everybody else.
Everybody but
their
wives. Yeah. They go to the schools.
They go to the schools, to the churches.
Lord Jesus. But black men are killing their women. Why?
Why?
Most of the time.
Did it say why is that?
Because a lot of times, in most of the cases that she researched, and I read an article about it, the woman made more money than the man.
Envy.
She was
jealousy.
The provider. And so all of that probably was an issue. But however, she may have been wanting to leave them too. So
as well as disrespect too, though. Because,
exactly.
You know, we can find ourselves in a prominent position. And we can be very disrespectful.
Yeah.
So is our tongue getting us in trouble?
Oh,
getting us in trouble.
But your tongue will bring trouble to your
the
soul.
Relationship.
And
yeah.
To your whole soul.
Because regardless if the man makes less money, we as women still need to respect the man.
Yeah,
if
don't
he
him.
Us.
Don't demasculate. Don't.
We demasculate him. We
yes,
beat him down.
Yes.
If they don't have enough money for us or do what they're supposed to do in a white man's world, because it's not designed, of course, we know, for the black man to be able to provide for us like the white women. But we as black women try to live up to white women's standards.
We try to live up to that standard. And
but
that doesn't work.
Because our men are not in position to give us what. So we find ourselves, oh.
Comparing it. Mm-hmm.
You can't give me what I want. You don't make enough money. Oh, you got to go.
Right. Right.
And so they feel belittled, disrespectful. Disrespected, and then they probably pop off.
True, and but on the flip side to that, a lot of men, you have a lot of women who don't do that, but a lot of men who actually kill someone do it because they have never been held accountable for their actions in their lives. For instance, when they were little boys and they would get in trouble, they call mama to get them out. Or somebody rescue
and
them.
We do.
Somebody been rescuing
and
this man his whole life.
We
do
it. Sitting right
and
here.
We do. We rescue our boys. And as a mother, I rescue mine. If, you know, I remember situations where, no, you're not going to get my child. You know, my baby not going to jail. We rescue them. So what are we teaching them? That I'm a woman and I'm going to rescue you every time you get in trouble. And you're not being held accountable. So
for
it's accountability.
Yeah.
Right. And so they grow up thinking this woman is going to rescue
me.
Because most men marry their mothers.
Yeah.
And that's where all that stems from. And the article was very mind blowing to me. It was amazing. And I would think that the black man would protect us. And so the question is, when does the woman get saved? Saving men all our lives.
And that's our fault, too.
Yeah,
because like you said, we don't hold them accountable for what their actions. I think black men want to save us. They just don't know how.
They weren't taught.
They just don't know how.
They weren't taught. Yeah. They weren't taught. Because if you think about it as a mother right now, we all have boys. Look what we do for our boys. What kind of man? I had to ask myself this question. What type of husband am I raising my son to be?
Yeah, I've asked myself that question.
Honey, his wife going to have to take care of him. Because I took care of him like that. He's going to expect that. Mm-hmm. So we had to go back and teach them to work for what they... You know, I have a client right now. She has her son cleaning the windows. And it is so cute. He's like 12. She's like, oh, he's got to get a job. When he wants a cell phone, he has to work and get his phone. If he breaks his phone, he has to work and pay for it. What do we do? We just go buy another phone.
And still paying the bill.
Girl, we need help. So we can't really bang. And that's what the article said. The same men we nurture and take care of turn around and kill us.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely
scary. Right. That's very scary. Very scary.
Wow.
Because I was threatened before.
Wow. It's
very scary, you know.
So you guys, y'all, listen in. Tell us what y'all think about it. We're so happy to have our special guest, Cheryl, with us.
Cheryl, she's a little quiet.
Thank you. She's very quiet. Yes, that's my friend.
So guys,
tune in. You know, you can find us on holywaterandhellfire.com.
Holy Water and Hellfire, Instagram.
Facebook.
Twitter.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. We need to do some YouTubing.
Yes, guys. So we're going to get real with y'all real quick. Life happens. And y'all, we haven't been recording. Because life happens.
Yeah.
But we promise y'all, because we've had people ask us, hey, when are y'all going to record? Yes. We have some guests that are going to be sitting in with us. We're kind of going to try to record on set. If we can get a quiet place, like a lot of the little spots we go to, it has to be kind of quiet for us to record. Mm-hmm. But y'all, we will be giving y'all more of Holy Water and Hellfire. So we'll be talking to y'all soon. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in, guys. And if you have a topic that you want to discuss and talk about, please, you know, post it on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, or our Twitter page.
Yes, so you can email us.
Email us at info@holywaterandhellfire.com. Info@holywaterandhellfire.com.
Love y'all.
We love you. We miss you. And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.